Hey, thanks for listening to Crystal Clear with Jen, Living Your Life Crystal Clear. Wanted to talk today about following your heart space and going with the flow, that age-old adage that everyone likes to talk about. I know it's so easy for people to say, right? Like, just go with the flow used to be one of my mom's favorite things to say. Reality is, it really is the truth. If you haven't gone with the flow and you currently are trying to swim against the current, you know how difficult that is. We all do. We've been there. When you're trying to force a situation to happen and you keep having, you know, mountain after mountain to climb or obstacle after obstacle that you have to overcome, at some point you have to say to yourself, we've all been there, is this really the right thing? Because it took me a long time to realize that when you are on this path towards whatever it is you're working towards and everything seems to be working against you, you got to take a step back and say to yourself, what is going on here? Because if you find yourself in constant adversity towards what you're heading towards, toward whatever goal or whatever achievement you're working on, it could be a relationship, it could be a job, it could be a personal goal. If you constantly find yourself facing adversity, maybe this isn't the right thing for you. Maybe dialing into your heart space and listening to your intuition is really what you should be doing. It's one of the hardest things people learn how to do is to follow that voice in your head or that feeling in your gut and to really listen and figure out, what can I do differently that is going to make me feel like I'm flowing again versus being stuck against the current? So, two things you can do to dial into that space. Number one, you can journal about it. I know. Many people are so adverse to journaling because they don't want to write. We live in this day and age where everything has to be done on electronic devices or we have to talk to text. But in all reality, putting in the hard work is really what gets you the best results. So, journaling. Journal out your problem. Write out your problem in the form of a question. Where am I now? Where do I want to be? And then write about your perfect scenario. Write out the perfect scenario to where you want to end up. What does that look like? What does it feel like? And are you in alignment with those feelings when you achieve that goal? Because that is ultimately the question. And it's probably the thing that's holding you back the most. So I said two things. Journaling was one. The second thing is, have you just gotten quiet and meditated or prayed and literally asked, is this the right thing for me? And I know that's a silly thing to say, right? People are like, why would I ask myself that? Well, you're not asking yourself that. You're asking your soul, is this the right thing for me? And how does your body respond when you ask that question? Are you feeling like your heart's fluttering a little bit? Do you feel no in your gut? Do you feel no in your head? Do you feel yes in your gut? Do you feel yes in your head? You have to literally ask yourself and recognize, how does your body react? And what is the answer your soul is giving you? Because when you dial into that heart space, that is where you truly find the answer. If you'd like to learn more about working with me, I can help you tune into your intuition and how to make decisions or just navigate your emotional health in a better way. You can reach out to me on Facebook or you can reach me on my website, crystalclearwithjen.com. I have a group called the Light Seekers Tribe. It is a private group. You can request to join and I can help you there. I hope you stay tuned for my next episode, and I super, super duper thank you for listening.